Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today's message is called Fighting the Devil with Your Praise. Now, some people may be saying, why are we spending so much time talking about spiritual warfare? Well, folks, we're in the last days, and we must know how to deal with the devil because these are times where he is really on the prowl and on the attack. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and 1, it says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last days, some will turn away from the true faith, and they will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. We really have to be very, very careful in the world in which we live, folks, because sometimes as Christians, we want to embrace everybody and everything and not make anybody feel bad. But listen, the gospel is a gospel of righteousness. The word of God tells us what we are to believe and how we are to live. God does not want us to share a watered down gospel where people can do whatever they want to do and God's going to accept that. It's just not true. And the Bible says that in the last days, many will turn away from the true faith. Many will compromise and they will begin to follow deceptive spirits and teachings from demons. Well, the Bible says that we are faced with opposition. As we continue to live for God, as we continue to share the gospel, and you need to understand this, folks. We are not just tiptoeing through tulips and having a beautiful, wonderful life without the opposition of Satan coming against our lives. In fact, the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 18, he said, we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. You see, most of the opposition that you face in life is because you are engaged in a spiritual war. The Bible tells us in Revelations chapter 12 and 9, the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all of his angels. And it says, terror will come to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that his time is short. Satan knows his time is winding up. Jesus called him a thief because he stole the authority over humanity by deception through man's disobedience to God. In John 10, and then it says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ came to give us life and life more abundantly. It's important for you to understand that the devil is trying to steal your purpose, your testimony. He's trying to kill your family, your occupation. He's trying to destroy your destiny. And this is real, and we can't afford to ignore these things. God has given us power to fight back and to defeat him. But it only comes by accepting Jesus as personal Savior and Lord and operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ came to destroy the devil's influence on earth. It says in 1 John 3 and 8, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus was empowered to accomplish this through the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 10 and 38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus said that same anointing would come upon us if we would accept him and if we receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And folks, this is what we need today to fight the devil's opposition in our lives. People without Jesus Christ in their lives have no power against the devil. And that's why things happen to them. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. Folks, we need to thank Jesus, thank God for the power that we have over the devil. The devil can do us no harm as long as we're obeying God and we're using the authority of the Holy Spirit to cast him out and to tell him to get out of our lives, out of our business, out of our families, off of our children. It's so important that you're doing that. And I know this may seem strange to some, but guys, we are living in a world that has evil forces, unseen evil forces that are fighting against us every single day. And you thought it was your husband. You thought it was your kids. You thought it was your boss. You thought it was your neighbor. And this is what the devil's trick is, to make you feel and make you think that it's other people pushing up on you. It's because they don't like you. It's because whatever. But nothing about the devil, nothing about unseen forces that actually exist that are trying to destroy you every single day. Folks, listen, this is so important to know, because God wants you to fight back with the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to use spiritual weapons like prayer and faith and confessing his word and praise to win. Now, how many of you really believe that we're in a spiritual war? Let me see your hands. That's just about everybody here. That's a good thing, because that's what the Bible says. In Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, for we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. See, it's not your boss. It's a force behind individuals to oppose you, to stop you, to hurt you. The Bible says we're fighting against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. We need to recognize this, folks. Stop getting so frustrated with people. Stop withholding forgiveness from people because of what they said, what they did. Stop being so disappointed with the people. You need to come against the power that is affecting and influencing people to come against you. You need to begin to say, oh, no, devil, I see you in the name of Jesus. I bind your power. This is not going to come upon me. This is not going to come upon my life. I don't receive this in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what God expects you to do. Now, I just mentioned some weapons like prayer. You know, the weapons may seem strange in the physical realm. But again, I want to let you know, we're fighting a spiritual battle. And God wants you to use spiritual weapons to fight back. To fight back against every disease that tries to cling to your body. Every circumstance that comes. Every adverse situation that the devil is really sending against you. And these weapons I'm talking about, they are not natural weapons. They're spiritual weapons. I have to repeat that to you. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. They're not of this natural world, folks. No matter what you do, you cannot defeat a spiritual attack with natural weapons. The Bible says that our weapons have divine power to destroy strongholds, the strongholds of Satan, where he tries his best to get his foot into a place. The Bible says, give no room for the devil, but he tries his best to get his foot into your relationships, into your family, into your occupation, wherever he can step in to bring havoc, to bring trouble, to bring sickness and disease and destruction. This is what he's all about. But God has given us weapons to defeat the enemy. In fact, Jesus said, these are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. They will use the power and the authority of my name to deal with devils, to cast out devils. You can use the authority in the name of Jesus to literally stop an attack coming against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have attacks coming against us all the time. You may say, well, this is something that's isolated to whatever, but it's not. Every area of your life, you're being attacked. One time I was having a problem on my laptop. My wife says that I'm totally ignorant when it comes to electronic things with the laptop. So I always call on her and she helps me. She casts the devil out of that thing. But until she comes, I promise you, sometimes, honestly, I will do a whole message and then it won't print. Sometimes the language goes into a whole nother crazy language. I mean, it's not English anymore. I don't even know what language it is. I am serious. There has been so many times that I've had opposition when it comes to giving a message. And things like that are not natural things that happen. It will happen to you as well. And that's why you need to rebuke the situation, the circumstance, in the name of Jesus. Many times I have done that when my wife wasn't around and things began to work around. They began to work again. They whatever was happening, all of a sudden it just went away. How many of you have had that experience in your life as well? Amen. Most of us. See, don't let the devil deceive you by making you think it's some natural cause when he is really the one who is trying to stop us and to oppose us.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now we discuss three of these weapons that I've mentioned, so let me mention them again. And today we're going to talk about the power of praise, fighting against the enemy with our praise. Number one, Jesus said, pray and ask for anything in my name. That's a weapon, folks. Prayer is a weapon against the enemy. The Bible says, whatever you pray for and ask the Father in the name of Jesus, you will receive it. In John 16 and 23, Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. And he didn't say it had to be this or that or whatever. You can ask for anything using the authority of the name of Jesus, and God will do it for you. Number two, God wants us to fight back using the weapon of faith. In fact, it says in Hebrews 11 and 6, it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Folks, it's so important for you to pray and not to doubt. Don't doubt regardless of what it may look like. And the devil will send doubt to you. All of a sudden, you will become so filled with the wisdom of doubt. Well, what if this does not happen? Because for this to happen, this must happen, and this, and then this, and this is. All of a sudden, you have all of this wisdom. All of this satanic doubt, I call it. Why this can't happen. After you've prayed, after you're saying, Lord, I believe you, but what if this happens? You better be looking for some type of side exit to get out. You need to think about some other way. What if this doesn't happen? We've got to have a backup plan. When you start hearing thoughts like that, when you're praying for God to do something, you need to say, in the name of Jesus, get out, devil. Stop poisoning my mind. I believe God. The devil's going to attack your mind when you pray. He's going to tell you all kinds of things that could happen and why this may not happen. But folks, doubt will abort your answers to prayer. And James 1 and 6, it says, when you ask for something, don't have any doubts. This is one of the number one reason why people don't get answers to prayer. It's because they doubt. And they feel so smart in their doubt.
Well, God didn't want me to have it anyway. And for this to happen, you know, it only happens at this time in this way. And the doctor explained to me that when you have this type of tumor, this is what it does. And then I found out it's not as bad as, yeah, it could take my life, but I'll live at least a few more years. And
you get so smart with the devil's doubt. But God wants you to cast out everything standing in your way. God wants you to live and not die. God wants to bless you. You're not cursed. You are blessed and highly favored. Oh, we have to declare our faith. We're being attacked in our minds with doubt. The Bible says a person who doubts is like the wave that is blown by the wind and tossed in the sea. And listen, it says a person like that shouldn't expect to receive anything from God. That is the reason why the devil puts doubt in your mind. Look, folks, God has promised to protect you if you don't doubt. God has promised to make a way if you don't doubt. In Psalm 91, verse 7, it says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come near you. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will be able to conquer you. Number three, God wants us to fight back by confessing God's word. We were just doing a bunch of confessing, but listen to what Jesus said. He said, you can change your situation by speaking the word of God to it. In Mark chapter 11 and 23, Jesus said, have God's faith. Everything God created was by the spoken word. He spoke. He said, let there be light. Let there be a sun. Let there be a moon. Let there be firmament. Let there be. Let there be. And every time God spoke, it happened. Jesus is saying, if you'll speak, it will happen. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain of difficulty, be taken up and thrown into the sea. Now listen to this. And does not doubt in his heart. There it is. You can't doubt the things you're saying. You have to believe that what you're saying is coming to pass. He goes on to say, believe that what you say will come to pass and it will be done for you. In verse 24, he says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you've already received it and it will be yours. I'm talking supernatural talk to you today, because if you are a child of God, you have a supernatural father who does supernatural things. He goes way beyond the limits of the natural. With God, all things are possible. Don't you dare give up on anything God has placed in your heart to do. You go forward. You move forward in faith, trusting God. And when there's a roadblock, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Say, move out of the way. Get out. Go from me. I don't accept this. In Jesus' name, I believe the word of God. In Matthew 17 and 20, Jesus told the people, I tell you the truth. If you have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, one of the smallest seeds, you could say to your mountains, move from here to there, and they would move. And nothing would be impossible for you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Are you understanding the words coming out of my mouth this morning? I'm talking about the faith of God. I'm talking about something supernatural. It's outside of you. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to say, well, I never moved a mountain before. I really don't know how to do it. All you're doing is speaking it. God is doing it. When you pray for healing, well, the doctor said, these are the things that need to be done. And I just don't think, you know, even with all the things he's telling me to do, that I can do it. God is doing the healing. You're only speaking. See, we have to step aside. God just said, speak it. Speak it in the name of Jesus, and I will deliver it. I will do it. All God wants you to do is to believe and speak it. And your miracle will take place. The Bible tells us that words carry power in the realm of the spirit. Death and life are dictated by our tongue. And this is why it's so important that you're not saying negative things or doubtful things, but always positive. Have a positive attitude. Believe that God is going to bless you, that God is going to heal you, God is going to deliver you, God is going to do great things for your life. And if you have that kind of faith, give God a hand of praise right now, because he will do it for you. I said he will do it. He will do it. Just believe it. Number four, God wants you to fight with your praise. Now, that really is supernatural. Opposition comes against you. Things are happening, and God wants you to praise him anyhow. But the Bible teaches us that praise actually defeats the enemy. Number one, you need to understand that you were created to praise God. God put praise in you to praise him so that you would be able to overcome all of the circumstances in your life. In Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 21, it says, this people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Let me ask you a question. Are you fulfilling the reason why you were born? Are you praising God? This is why you were created. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, it says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God created you to praise him.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. The title of today's message is Fighting the Devil with Your Praise, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I don't know what you're going through today, but perhaps you're feeling just a little bit down. Others are feeling really depressed. I want to pray a prayer that God will strengthen you, that his hope will brighten your soul and your mind, and that joy will come into your heart right now. Father, your word says, cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me. Father, I pray right now for people who are feeling sad. People are feeling depressed. People are just feeling down because of some situation, some circumstance. I rebuke the attack on their lives. And Lord, Father, I pray for the joy of the Lord. Lord, one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Let their joy return. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, help them, bless them, be with them. We just thank you today for the answer. We thank you that all is well. Bless them and bless their families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.